Page 97. 3. Listening and speaking. Happy moments gone wrong. B. Listen again. Answer the questions in the chart for each person. 1. Jose.
Yeah, looking back, it was hilarious. There we were on stage, standing in line, waiting, and they're calling out our names one by one.
Right.
And then it was my friend Marcus's turn. He was right in front of me, and the dean stood there with the diploma, shaking his hand and congratulating him.
Uh-huh.
And he was so excited, you know, to finally get his degree, and he turned around to face the audience, looking for his parents, but he couldn't see them. And I remember thinking, come on, Marcus, it's my turn. And he turns back around and walks right into the table. And all the diplomas went all over the floor.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, great. This is like my big moment, and you've messed it up.
So what happened?
I just stood there not knowing what to do. And everyone was on the floor trying to pick up the diplomas. It was a disaster.
2. Cho-hee.
So, we're in this little restaurant, having a romantic dinner. And I kind of knew something was going to happen, because my boyfriend had been acting kind of weird all day.
Yeah?
Yeah. And then the waiter came over, bringing a dessert with this sparkly thing. You know, like those little firework things going off. And I thought, it must be someone's birthday. But he put it on our table. And Freddy was looking around in his pockets, and he says, I have something to ask you.
Yeah?
Then his face sort of turned white, you know. He couldn't find what he was looking for.
No.
Yeah. And by this time, the sparkly thing had burned out, and everyone's looking at us, waiting for something to happen. It was kind of embarrassing.
So what did he do?
He goes, just a minute, and disappears to find his coat. And he comes back totally red in the face, apologizing. He was so embarrassed. Poor thing. It was supposed to be like the happiest moment.
3. Katie.
We were just so excited, you know? We hadn't been able to afford anything for ages, and, you know, we'd made all our reservations and everything, and finally, we were there.
Yeah?
And we opened the door and stood there, not believing what we saw. It was just awful. Old carpet and everything. And it didn't look too clean either.
Oh, I know how that feels.
Then a cockroach ran across the floor, and I just screamed.
Oh, no. That's awful. So what did you do?
I just stood there, crying. I just wanted to get back on the plane and fly home.
I bet.
And I'm thinking, all that money. But my husband complained to the manager, and in the end, we just moved to another hotel. And it was way better. And it all turned out fine.
Thank goodness.